Can you hear me?
大家听得到我的声音吗
？Yes.
Thank you.
你好。
My one and only word that I like to say to you in Chinese.
啊，这是我唯一会能够向大家用中文解释的。
When something really great happens in your life, like maybe having a baby or getting married or getting your dream job or passing an exam, what do you do?
当有些在生命中非常美好的事发生在你身上，比如说得到梦想中的工作、结婚、得到一个小孩，那你会做什么呢？
Do you hold it in and not tell anybody?
你会只让自己知道，不告诉别人吗？
Do you discuss it with just a few people, maybe close friends or somebody who's been in that circumstance with you?
你会只和几个好朋友讨论吗？
Or do you tell everybody that will listen to you the great experience that you just had?
还是你会告诉任何所有会听你讲话的人这个刚发生在你身上的好经验和好消息呢？
So let's take that one step further.
那我们再多跨一步来想。
What if the God of the universe did something spectacular for you?
如果今天全宇宙的神做了很奇妙的事情在你身上，你会怎么做？
What would you do?
你会怎么做呢？
Would you keep it to yourself?
你会只让自己知道呢？
Would you tell a few people?
还是告诉一些比较亲近的朋友？
Or would you tell anybody who would listen to you?
还是你会让每一个任何愿意听你讲话的人都知道？
I imagine that each one of us would tell at least one person, if not a few people, if God did something spectacular for us.
在我的想象中，如果神做了奇妙的事情在我们身上，我想象我们每一个人至少应该会告诉另外一个人，就是如果不是告诉几个好朋友的话，至少会告诉至少一个人。
So consider this, God did do something extraordinary in each one of our lives.
所以让我们这样想想看，神的确在我们每一个人的生命中，对我们每一个人都做了很奇妙的事情。
He sent Jesus Christ.
他将耶稣基督赐给我们。
Jesus Christ is the long-awaited Messiah.
耶稣基督是人们期待已久的弥赛亚。
He lived on earth.
他住在地球上和我们一起。
He died on a cross.
他死在十字架上。
He rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
He was seen alive by many people after his resurrection.
他在复活后又被世上的很多人看到，和他们一起生活。
And then he ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of God the Father.
然后他又升到天上，然后坐在神的宝座的右边。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的救主。
He had a very specific mission when he came to earth.
当他来到世上的时候，他有一个非常独特的使命。
His mission was to conquer sin, death, and evil, and he did it.
他的使命呢，就是去克服罪恶、死亡和邪恶。那他做到了。
That sounds kind of simple, but there's a whole Bible written about what happened.
这个听起来很简单，但是事实上有一整本的圣经都是在描述这些事情。
And that is something really great for each one of us.
那这也是对我们每一个人来说都非常好的事情。
But how many people do we tell that?
但是我们告诉过多少人关于这样的事呢？
Just before Jesus left the world, he commissioned all of his disciples and his followers to go and tell everybody about him.
就在耶稣基督离世升天以前，他特别告诉他的所有门徒和所有的跟从者说，你们要去告诉万民关于我的事情。
In Mark 16:15, it says, "Go into all of the world and preach the good news to everybody."
在马可福音第十六章，他有说，叫他们到世界上各地去，然后你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Those words weren't just for Jesus's disciples. Those words for were for all of his followers, anybody from any time on who followed Jesus.
这些话不是只对当时的使徒说的，而是对每一个耶稣基督的跟从者，从当时直到现在，任何时候的任何人说的。
So those words to go and tell everybody are being told to us too.
所以这些话说去让万民听，不是只对使徒，也是对我们说的。
We in the Christian world have one word for that.
我们和基督徒的社群世界里有一个字形容这个东西。
It's called evangelism.
就是传福音。
Evangelism takes place when believers like you and me tell non-believers about Jesus Christ.
传福音就是发生在像相信耶稣的人，像你和我，去告诉不相信的人耶稣的爱。
Simply put, evangelism is about us sharing our faith with others.
简单来说，传福音就是把我们的信仰分享给别人。
Just like how we share other great news with others.
就好像我们平常会怎么样分享好消息给别人。
But this great news is about Jesus, that he lived, he died, he rose, he ascended into heaven for you and for me.
但是这个好消息是关于耶稣基督来到这个世界上为我们然后复活拯救我们。
The conversation can start with other people by just telling them what God is doing in your own life.
这个好消息呢，可以从你告诉其他人神在你生命中做了什么奇妙的事开始。
Now, how many of us in here go around telling people the good news of Jesus Christ to others?
那现在在我们当中有哪些人曾经告诉过别人？关于耶稣基督的好消息呢?
If this is the best thing that has happened in our life, why do we not tell it to everybody?
如果这真是在我们生命中发生过最好的事，为什么我们不去告诉其他人呢?
Often we feel uncomfortable telling people about Jesus.
常常我们会觉得不太自在去告诉别人关于耶稣的事。
But as Christians, it should be our mindset and our lifestyle to always be professing what Jesus has done in our life.
但是事实上，身为基督徒，我们应该随时都有这样的念头，随时都准备要把耶稣的好消息告诉别人。
Do you know that the national average of attendance in a church around our country is 75 people?
你知道就美国平均来讲教会的人数是75人吗?
So that's the national average, and if I look out here, I would say you probably fit right in with the national average of number of people who attend church in America.
所以这个是美国教会的平均人数，那我现在看我们的现在这个会众，我会说我们教会刚好就是落在这个平均值上。
But my question to you and to meis do you want to just be average?
但是我的问题，我想要对你和你们和我的问题就是说，你们只想要当个平均值吗？
Or do we want to be an above average, extraordinary church?
还是我们想要超越这个，成为一个更卓越的教会呢？
Too often, many of us as Christians believe that sharing the message of Jesus is for the pastor.Or an evangelist, or a Bible scholar.
常常呢，我们基督徒会觉得说，传福音是牧师、福音学者、福音派、使徒的责任。
But this is simply not true.
但是这很简单，就是不对，不是这样。
In reality, God has chosen all of us to declare the praises of God to others.
在现实中，神拣选我们每一个人去向万民传福音。
As Christians, we are called chosen people to a royal priesthood.
身为基督徒，我们基督徒被称为被拣选的族类君尊的祭司。
We're going to examine what Peter said to a church in 1 Peter 2:9. And maybe when we read what Peter has to say, it will help us in our mindset about telling others about Jesus.
我们现在要来看在彼得前书二章九节中彼得关于这个事怎么说的，我们要来检验我们自己。
Imagine what our churches would look like if each one of us told somebody about Jesus and the Holy Spirit worked in their lives so that they would accept Jesus as their Savior and they started then to come to church to grow in their faith.
大家想象看看事情会变得如何，如果我们当中的每一个人都像一个人传讲福音的好消息，然后 圣灵在我们传讲对象的生命中做工，他们成为了耶稣的门徒。
Our churches would double in size.
我们的教会人数就倍增了。
In 1 year, our churches would double in size if we told one person.
那一年中我们教会人数就倍增了，如果我们每一个人都告诉一个人福音的好消息的话。
What if we told 2 people, or 3, or 4, or 5?
那如果每一个人都去告诉另外两个人或三个人或五个人，会是怎么样的情况呢？
If each of you told 5 people about Jesus, and the Holy Spirit worked in their lives, and they became followers of Jesus Christ like you, then you'd have to go into that church.
如果我们当中每一个人都另外告诉五个人这样的好消息，然后圣灵在他们的生命中工作，他们都跟随了基督，那我们你们就必须要移到隔壁的大堂去了。
Because this room would be too small for you.
因为这样在一年中，这个小会堂就对你就太小了。
Let's look at 1 Peter 2:9.
所以我们先来看彼得前书第二章第九节。
It's just one verse that we're going to look at.
只有一节我们要一起来看。
And Peter is talking to his church and he's saying, But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into a wonderful light.
彼得在这边对教会和门徒说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们入出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
There are a few things that stood out at me when I read that verse.
当我读这个经节的时候，有几个字眼在我的眼前跳出来。
That verse said you and you and youAnd you, and you, and you, and you, and me are chosen people.
这个经节说，你和你和你和你和我是被拣选的族类。
We are chosen by God.
我们是被神拣选的。
We are a somebody to God.
我们对神来说是某个有意义的身份。
He is setting us apart.
他有把我们从世人中分别出来。
We are very significant to him.
我们对他来说是很重要的。
We're different than those people that don't believe in him yet.
我们对神来说和那些还不相信神的人是不一样的。
We don't belong in this world.
我们不属于这个世界。
We're part of something bigger.
我们是更伟大的东西的一部分。
We are God's children.
我们是神的儿女。
And that makes us royalty.
那这成为我们成为就好像贵族一样。
Not just in this world.
不是只在这个世界。
But in God's eyes, we are royalty in heaven and on earth.
但是在神的眼中，我们就好像贵族一样，而且我们是天堂在地上的象征。
Being royalty gives us the freedom and the authority.To go directly into the king's throne room.
那身为这个贵族，就是我们在神的国中就有份，而且和神有直接的连结。
We are free to approach God directly, anytime, anywhere.
我们有自由随时和神接触沟通。
We also are part of a royal priesthood.
我们也是同时也是君尊的祭司。
Jesus being the high priest, by his grace and mercy, his death on the cross was the final sacrifice to atone for our sins.
耶稣基督因着他的爱和恩慈是最高级的祭司，然后这些工作呢，就是因为他在十字架上的牺牲而成就，所以他能够为世人赎每一个人的罪。
So now we can go boldly and with confidence to God.
正因为这样，我们才能够大胆的、有自信的来到神的面前。
As a matter of fact, He wants us to come to Him.
事实上，神希望我们去寻求到他的面前。
He wants us to have a relationship with Him.
神希望我们和他有关系。
Maybe you're in this room and you've never heard about having a relationship with God.
或许在你们当中有些人在这个房间里面从来没有听过和神建立关系这样的事情。
I encourage you to ask the person next to you at the end of the service 3 questions.
我鼓励你们在这个聚会结束的时候问你身边的人3个问题。
How did you meet God?
他是怎么遇见神的呢?
What was your life before you met God like?
你在遇见神之前是怎么样的人呢?
And what was your life after you met God like?
你在遇见神之后是怎么样的人?
If you don't know Jesus, ask somebody in this room those 3 questions.
如果你还不认识神，那请你在问在问这个坐在你旁边的人，或是这间房间里的人，这3个问题。
As believers, we're not only chosen people; we're part of a great nation.
身为一个信徒，我们不只是被拣选的族类，我们还是更伟大的东西的一部分。
We're part of a holy nation.
我们是圣洁的国度的一部分。
A nation that's different from other nations.
这个圣洁的国度是。和其他的国度不一样。
A nation that was started by God through Abraham.
这个圣洁的国度呢，是由神所建立的，从亚伯拉罕开始。
And we have been handpicked by God to be part of that holy nation because God loves us.
那我们已经由神亲自挑选出来，出成为这个圣洁国度的一部分，因为神爱我们。
We belong to God.
我们属于神。
As believers, we are God's special possession.
身为信徒，我们是神特别的拥有的东西的一部分。
And when I think of a special possession, I think of something that I treasure, that I value.
当我想到这个字眼。的时候，就是特别的拥有物的一部分的时候，我会想到某些我很珍贵的收藏。
Something that's important to me that I protect.
那是一些东西我很看重，所以我会保护的东西。
Something that I would not lose.
有些东西是这是一些我不会愿意去失去的东西。
I would think that my Bible is a special possession to me.
比如我会认为我的圣经对我来说就是一个很特别的拥有物。
It's been part of my life for years.
它已经成为我生命中的一部分好多年了。
I've marked it up.
我已经在上面画了很多的注记。
I would feel lost and empty if I did not have God's word at hand.
我会觉得失落，如果我今天没有神的话在我的手边的话。
It would make me heartsick if I didn't have this special possession anymore.
那我的心也会觉得失落，也会觉得好像生病了。如果我今天不再拥有这个圣经的话。
And that is how God feels about each and every one of you.
这个正是神对于我们当中每一个人的感受。
He paid a very, very dear price for you.
他为我们每一个人都付出了很高昂的代价。
You are very near to his heart.
你们和神的心都是你们就是在神的心头肉。
He doesn't want to lose anyone.
他不想失去任何人。
He cherishes everyone as part of his creation.
他珍惜每一个人，就是我们每一个人都是他的创造物，他珍惜每一个人。
And as God's special possession, he called all of us out of darkness into the light through Jesus Christ.
身为神的珍贵的拥有物，他将我们每一个人从黑暗中照出来。
As we watch the news and read the world events, especially with ISIS, the lines are becoming a lot clearer.
当我们读世界上的新闻发生的事，比如说最近的 ISIS 的新闻的时候，这个入光明的意义就越来越明显。
The lines of good and evil are coming into focus.
这个关于光明和邪恶的存在和想法就越来越明显。
There's a lot less gray area, and now things are starting to look more black and white.
灰色地带的影像呢，就越来越渺小而模糊，这个光和黑暗的分界就越来越清楚。
There is a world of darkness, and there's a world of light.
我们可以看到有一个黑暗的世界，还有一个光明的世界。
A world of evil and a world of good.
有一个邪恶的世界和一个良善的世界。
A world of Satan and a world of God.
一个撒旦的世界和一个神的世界。
What is interesting, as much as we are God's chosen people, significant to God and a valuable possession.
有趣的是呢，当我们身为神的特别拣选的族类，神的珍贵的拥有物的时候，
He allows us to choose what side of the line we're going to be on.
神同时也允许我们自己去拣选我们想要在分界线的哪一边。
Are we going to be for good or are we going to be for evil?
我们要选择到邪恶那边呢，还是到良善那一边呢？
As for us Christians, we have chosen to live in the light of God.
身为基督徒，我们已经拣选，我们已经选择了要活，属神的生活。
To be passionate followers of Jesus Christ.
对，我们已经拣选了要对于身为耶稣基督的跟从者有热情。
And as this Bible verse tells us, we are to declare the praises of Him.
就好像这个圣经经节这边告诉我们的，我们。要在这里宣扬这个美德。
Declare the praises of God who has brought us out of the darkness and into the light.
要叫我们宣扬那照我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者神的美德。
Declare when we proclaim, talk, tell.
这个宣扬就表示说去向大家讲，去告诉每个人。
Declare to others about God.
就是去向别人告诉别人关于神的事情。
Tell others about his loving kindness.
告诉别人关于神的圣洁和神的爱。
Tell others about his mercy and grace.
告诉别人关于神的慈爱和恩典。
Tell others about his forgiveness and freedom.
告诉别人关于神的饶恕和带来的自由。
Tell others about his love.
告诉别人关于神的爱。
Declare the praises to others about Jesus Christ.
去宣扬别人关于耶稣的事情。
Share the good news, just like if we had other good news in our life, share the good news of Jesus Christ.
也就是去告诉别人好消息，就好像我们告诉别人其他发生在我们生命中的好消息一样。
Sharing your faith with others is notably called evangelism.
告诉别人这个好消息就是被称为传福音。
And evangelism truly is a lifestyle and a mindset. It's not an event. It's not a program. It's not a one-time exposure to the gospel.
那传福音呢，事实上是一生的活动，它不是只发生在一时，它是一生的。
Jesus desires us to talk about him frequently to our pre-Christian friends.
耶稣基督非常希望我们经常去告诉别人关于他的好消息。
Consider where people are in their life.
想想看别人在生命中是处于怎么样的情况。
Build a friendship with them.
和他们建立友谊。
Have intentional and meaningful conversations with them.
和他们进行有目的和有意义的谈话。
Introduce them to your best friend Jesus.
把向你的好朋友，向你最好的朋友介绍耶稣基督，传福音给他们。
Pray for that moment when the Holy Spirit will touch their lives, and that they'll be awakened to the power of God and what He has done for each one of us.
同时也为那一刻祷告，希望那一刻某一刻来会来临，圣灵会在他们心中动工，转化他们，使他们信主，就像神曾经坐在你身上一样。
And then continue with them on their faith journey as you both grow as passionate followers of Jesus Christ.
那同时继续陪伴他们，同时在你和他们的信仰都成长过程中陪伴他们。
Evangelism is a process. It's a mindset. It's a lifestyle.
传福音是一个过程，是一种心理状态，是一种生活方式。
Who in your life do you want to start sharing your faith with?
哪一个人在你的生命中，你希望开始向他传这个福音呢？
With freedom and confidence.
以自由和自信的态度，
with boldness as God's chosen people,
以知道你是被拣选的族类的大胆的态度，
part of a royal priesthood,
知道你是君尊的祭司的一部分，
part of a holy nation,
知道你是圣洁的国民。
What are you waiting for to declare the praises of God?
你还在等什么呢？你还在对于宣扬神的美德的事情等什么呢？
阿门。
阿门。